This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Adama Ndoye to score and Hull to win is 7-2. Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win in the market at 6-1. Interesting stat ahead of this match, Lee. Steve Bruce has 5 successive wins as coach in this fixture. Right. First 2 as Sunderland boss, the last 3 as Hull manager. And I think he'll see this as an ideal opportunity to make it 6 straight with Hull here, because Sunderland look there for the taking at the moment.
Yeah, they're a strange side, aren't they? I mean, I thought they defended all right in the first half against Man U. But they don't offer an awful lot, do they? That's the problem. And, you know, away from home, they've lost the last 2 now, 1 to United and 1 to Bradford City. You know, you look at the Premier League away form and away from home, and it's just not great. The Newcastle win was probably the highlight of their season. They got spanked 8-0 by Southampton. They've had a few draws, and I think they'll probably go away and try and draw this game as well. You know, they just need to keep ticking over Sunderland. They've got 25 points at the minute. They just need to keep picking up draws, and the odd win at home would probably see them safe, I guess. They're only 3 points from the drop zone, and, you know, obviously the more games we get and they don't get a point, then the more difficult it becomes. I mean, Hull are only on 26 points, let's not forget. There's a lot more positivity around Hull because they've won 3 of the last 4 home games.
Yep.
Everton, Villa and QPR. So if they can beat Everton, Villa and QPR, I don't see Sunderland having much more than that. I'm happy to go with Hull here. It's just the price at 23-20 doesn't fill me full of much confidence. I know Derek's not a huge fan of this player, but I quite like Nikita Jelovic, and I think he's a hard working player who gets about and he's finishing goals at the minute. You know, scored in each of those 3 home games. I think I'd rather back him at 29-20 to score here than Hull at 23-20.
Okay, Hull 23-20 and Nikita Jelovic to score anytime at 29-20. We'll talk more about Manchester United in a second, Derek, but a team with a little bit more substance than Sunderland would have gone there and got at least a point at the weekend.
But bereft of ambition, Sunderland, yeah. And bereft of confidence. Case of mistaken identity as well at the weekend hit them. I mean, someone mistook them for the Premier League team. I don't know that. You look at them and you look at the way they play and you wonder how they ever win a game, and then you realise that they don't. I mean, they don't have match winners in the side. They just have match drawers. I think this is a nailed-on draw because, you know, I'm fed up trying to get Hull right. I just can't. And you look at the way they are now, with 26 points and 25 points in the Premier League, 4 clubs below them on 22 points or fewer. I've got a sneaking feeling that both managers are thinking, hang on, if we start getting a point a game from here, we're okay. The ones below it, they all can't overtake us. And I don't think there'll be any ambition in this game whatsoever. The draw for me looks nailed on. A low scorer as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.